I want to start with the priestly prayer from in Noongar language here. At the moment, in a part time, I'm doing translation of the Bible into Noongar, the Book of Matthew, under that at the moment. So we've done the Sermon on the Mount, but we're working through it little by little. So I thought, well, let me just try to promote the language, God's Word, in another language. And that's the Noongar language. Bulonga yere yanga kwab, nunuk wea barnang nunuk. What has said the Lord Most High, bless you and keep you. Bulonga yere warn barlang minij, manjeril nunuk, wea yanga kwot kwab nunukak. The Most High God make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Bulonga yere yalyak bal minij nunukak, wea yanga karang nonajil nunukak. And the same Most High God lift up his face upon you and give you peace today. Hallelujah. A couple of weeks ago, or last Sunday, we had NAIDOC week. And so I just want to preach on the theme for NAIDOC week: get up, stand up and show up. Get up, stand up and show up. And so we've got a wonderful reading there by Naomi, Joshua chapter 5, one of my favourite heroes. I remember when I was a little fellow hearing, seeing the Ten Commandments, and I was more impressed with Joshua than Moses, really. He had nice black hair and looked very strong, but Charlton Heston still looked as a good Moses. But okay, let's go on to the introduction here. Get up, stand up and show up. We've all got to tell it to ourselves that, hey, get up, stand up and show up. When there's an issue coming up, let's face it. Let's deal with it. And so we've had that today. Yes, I want to just give up. There's a little introduction, a summary of what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk a little bit about NAIDOC Week, National Aboriginal and Islander Day Observance Committee Week, 1920 to 2022. That's almost 100 years, eh? Started off a day of mourning for 2 weeks, celebration, and with all those activists who got up, stood up and showed up. Then we're going to talk about conquering Jericho, eh? And a lot of people there who got up, stood up and showed up. The command of the Lord's army. We're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about Joshua. We're going to talk about the warriors, the priests and all the people, all the other soldiers and warriors. And then I'm going to conclude by saying, well, let's get up, all of us here, stand up and show up. We have our daily Jericho battles and we wonder how we're going to do it. God may give us strange battle plans, but let's stick with it. And we will conquer. We will get to the promised land. Hey, with God's help and his desire that we be holy. Okay, let's get on to the introduction, the history of NAIDOC Week, 1920 to 1922. There we are. Right, it started off way back there, and one day was put aside as a Sunday before Australia Day. And a lot of very active committees there. Australian Aborigines Progressive Association in 1924, and then an Australian Aborigines League, all on the East Coast, a lot of Victorians there, very active. Politically, in 1932. And William Cooper sent a petition to King George V. He could see something was not right, injustice for his own people. And he asked that would King George V please make a separate electorate for Indigenous peoples. But it didn't come through. And then time went on to 1940 to 56. The day of mourning, 1935, changed to the second Sunday in July. Still one day. But note that Christians were behind it, eh? Christians are very sensitive to what's going on, and maybe they can't get to the echelons of power, to Parliament, as they would like. But they know what's going on. They're praying and they're supporting the people who are struggling. They help many of our Indigenous peoples. And so that was the second Sunday in July. Notice it went to the Lord's Day, eh? The first day of the week to get involved in Christians. The Church of Christ was very much involved in those days. 1956 to 1990, it became more of a celebration of Australian culture. And in 1975, it changed to 2 weeks, first to the second week of July, and that's what we're doing now. And so in NAIDOC, it started off NAIDOC, National Aboriginal Day Observance Committee, and then it changed in 1991, NAIDOC, National Aboriginal Island and Day Observance Committee. I got a little medal in 1986 where I was the Student of the Year in Perth here, and it says NADOC, so it's quite historic. It doesn't have that NADOC. But each year there's a national theme and a focus city. Just have a little drink of water here, a bit of living water. Great to have a shower. It's a blessing, you know, the rain as I came this morning. That's a great, you know, great symbol for me as I was coming here. So each year there's a national theme and a focus city, and I'm not sure what the focus city is this year, but each capital city has a turn of the seven things. Okay, there's a couple of pictures there. Go on the next one, eh, brother? There we are. Got a better beard and moustache than me. That's William Cooper, hey, a Victorian Yorta Yorta man. And he is really an activist, did very well. And also there's our Rhea Dank, Gurunji Wakaja lady. She was this year's NAIDOC poster winner. And there's a little poster. If you go back to the last slide, just quickly, there it is. There's the winning slide, eh? So it's very picturesque, catches your eye. Two different flags, Indigenous and Torres Strait Islanders, and the theme is there, eh? So it was she did a good job. And, okay. Conquering Jericho. Right. What a task that was, eh? 40 years in the wilderness, and how are we going to get this promised land? Maybe there's something in your heart that I've been struggling here for a long time. How am I going to get my promised land? And so I believe the scriptures will help us today. The context here was the Hebrews just finished 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. It was a new generation. The previous generation just didn't have the faith because there's too many giants they saw. So how can we do it? It was only Joshua and Caleb, eh? They said, no, we can do it, brothers. But no, they were outvoted. So there's a new generation of faith that hadn't seen the miracles of Moses. Ah, but they started to see God working through their new leader, Joshua. Because who opened up the Jordan River when it was flooded? The Lord God. And they walked across on dry land, eh? Just like at Moses, the previous leader. They opened up the Red Sea, what God did for them. And they walked across on dry land. And so they believe, oh, God is with us, all right. That's great, with our leader as he was with Moses. And so God was also with Joshua, and Joshua, of course, means the Lord saves. What a great name to have, eh? What a great name that the Lord's son had. Yehoshua, or Jesus, the Lord saves, or God saves. And so there's the wall of Jericho. That's pretty sturdy. Oh, how are you going to climb over that? You know, and Joshua's just coming from the desert. We've got no battering rams. We've got no big ladders. How are we going to do that? And so one night he walked around, did a little plan. And said, Lord, what am I going to do? How am I going to tackle this wall in front of us? How are we going to get in? This is that we've got to do a good job. The first city here in the promised land. And so let's go on the next slide. And lo and behold, again God turns up with his leader, the leader of the Lord's army in person in the evening. And of course, being a man, a warrior, this warrior, the Lord's leader of the Lord's army, had his big sword out. And Joshua got his sword out. Who are you with, my friend? And he said, with us or with the enemy? And he said, no, nothing like that. He said, I'm the leader of the Lord's army. And I want you to get up, stand up, and to show up tomorrow and the next few days. I want you to do a good job here, Joshua. And victory is yours. And let me tell you, be confident. Victory is yours. And so Joshua just got down on his, fell down on his face. And, wow. And what does that remind you about? The burning bush, eh? And Moses was still in the back of the desert. And God turned up in this burning bush that didn't smoke, and looked like that smouldering stump here, eh? That kept smouldering. But that just burning bush just kept alight. And Moses came up, and then the voice spoke through the bush and said, "Moses, take off your shoes, for you're on the holy ground, eh?" And so, and that's what he did, and he worshipped God. We worship in different ways, standing up, singing. This fellow, he went down on his face, and he worshipped, and he said, "What do you want me to do? Let me be your servant, eh?" What a great way to worship God, eh? Let me be your servant. And that's what he did. And then a strange battle plan was given. Whoa, secret battle plan. Joni went from the Lord to the leader of the army, Lord's army, to Moses. Sometimes we get a battle plan, eh? That comes direct from the Lord to us as a parent, as a grandfather, as a school teacher, and we have to show it to our mob, our family. And it may seem strange to it, but it comes from the Lord, and so we've got to be ready for it. And so Joshua, the next slide, he said, "Well, thank you for that, Mr. Leader of the Lord's Army. I'm really encouraged by that." And he said, okay, the key three words seem to be get up, stand up, and show up. And so, next day, well, I reckon he would have got early up in the morning. The Bible does say he got up on the last day, the seventh day, early up before dawn. But he would have got up and said, "Get up." He would have seen the warriors. I think he would have seen the warriors' tents first. They wouldn't have had wooden tents, but they would have had leather tents. But he said, "You warriors, get up, stand up, and show up this morning. This is what we're going to do, all right? God's leader of the Lord's army has spoken to me. And what I want you to do is to lead the way in front of the priests and just march. Don't make a word. Don't even shout your war cry or shout back if they cheek at you over the walls. Don't do that. Be quiet." And they said, "The priests are going to blow their trumpets." Seven of priests are going to blow their trumpets all the way around that wall. And so then he went to another tent. Priests, wake up. This is what we're going to do today. And he said, "Get up, stand up, and show up. And this is a great battle plan. You better believe it." And he said, "I want you to do, the warriors will be in front of you. They'll be the front guard. And you, seven great priests, you blow the trumpets all the time. Don't give up. Don't take a deep breath. Don't take a breath. Keep blowing it. And then all the way around, seven of you blow your trumpets, your shofars, your ram's horn, all the way around. And also, you are the priest. Carry the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is the Lord's presence. Hey, what a great symbol that is, to have the Lord's presence. Hey, I like getting up in the morning reading this word here, because that's the Lord's presence. Hey, it's the Lord's being with us. And he can talk to you. He can ease your thoughts that you have from yesterday and the plans you have for today." And so he knocked on the tents of the rear warriors. "Okay, rear warriors, you're not forgotten." He says, "What's going to happen is going to be some front warriors, and they're going to march around the Jericho walls 6 days. Did you get that? 6 days. And then in front of, behind them are the priests. They're going to blow the ram's horn also for 6 days. And they're going to carry the Ark of the Covenant behind them. That's a very holy symbol there. It's God's presence. You rear guard warriors. And I want you to also to just don't make a noise. Don't make a sound. Even when they shout at you, may throw rocks at you, whatever it is, don't you bat an eyelid. Just keep going, march around the walls of Jericho. Just do it for 6 days. And on the seventh day, I'll come and see on the seventh day and tell you what the next plan is." Okay. And so what you all got to do is get up, stand up, and show up each morning. And you know, they reckon that the walls of Jericho, I've been to Jericho, and my wife and I, and I saw the sycamore tree where the young Zacchaeus climbed up that sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see, eh? And the Lord said, "You come down from that tree because I'm going to your house for tea." Hey, so what a great opportunity. So I saw that little tree. I took a picture of it. Those old trees grow, sycamore trees grow for long age. And I saw that a little sign that says Jericho, the oldest city in the world. And they reckon Jericho is 8,000 years old. That's a pretty old town, eh? Older than Perth town here, you know. And so it's been knocked down and raised up a few times. And I couldn't get into the old Jericho. They were doing repairs, and I wanted to go there, but I just couldn't go. But it was only about half a mile around the old Jericho. It's about 7 acres, so they would have done the walking around pretty quickly, eh? Around the walls of Jericho. And so it is real. It is a real place. The Bible does speak the truth. I've been there. I've seen it. And so it was wonderful. And so, let's go on to the next slide. And here's the big moment. This is the seventh day. So every morning, right? This particular morning, the seventh morning, Moses went to the warriors, the front rear guard, the front warriors first. Get up, show up, and stand up. Get up, stand up, and show up, you fellas. Because this is the moment that we're going to get the victory. What you want to do is that you've got to have plenty of stamina here. We're going around the walls of Jericho 7 times today, and just keep marching. And he went to the next heads of the priests. Priests, wake up. You've got a very important plan and involvement here. You're going to blow the trumpets all the way again, but we're going to go around the walls 7 times. Don't miss a beat. Don't trip up. Don't lose your breath. And it's going to take a lot of stamina. And go around it 7 times. And you are the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant. That's God's presence. You do that again too. And 7 times around. And isn't it wonderful how the Lord uses a number 7? Hey, to the Lord, 7 is perfect. He created the world in, 6 days? And the seventh day he rested, eh? Seventh day, it's a symbol of perfection, eh? God completes things. And I like where it says in Genesis that, and everything that he did was very good, especially when he made us, you and I. Everything he did was, when he made man and woman, it was very good. We are pretty good, we're made in God's image, not like a pet dog or, our birds, but made in God's image. So God does a good thing, and in seven days he took it. And then he went to the rear guard people. Okay, you rear guard people, wake up, get up, stand up and show up today. This is a very important day. This is the seventh day. March around it 7 times. Like as I told the other fellas, gonna go around 7 times. And when the priests give the long blow on the shofar, on the trumpets, all shout then, get up, stand up and show up. Can you do that? Get up, show up and stand up. Can you shout that? Yeah, all right, we'll do that. And so that was the plan. And so sure enough, again, they marched around the walls on the seventh day. And they had to have a lot of stamina. When God gives us a plan, hey, we've got to have a lot of stamina. Sometimes we don't think we can do what he's asking us to do, but with his help and with his presence, his name is Yahweh, his name is Yehoshua, he's Jesus, he saves us, he's our Lord. And Joshua also said, don't forget about Rahab's family. Rahab's family. That's one of the victories, that God works. Rahab had heard about the victories that the Israelites had had in getting rid of the earlier kings, and they really destroyed them, and she wanted to get on the right side, on the good side, the winning side. There's a lot of people out there that don't come to church, maybe in their hearts are saying, I want to be on the winning side too. Oh, if only someone come and visit me. Only if someone would come and say, get up, show up, stand up and show up. We've got to do that, beloved, eh? We've got to do that. Get up, show up and stand up. Even our own family. Get up, stand up and show up. And so Rahab's family was ready, and she was told by those two warriors who'd visited her, have a little red scarlet ribbon hanging out the window. And what the red scarlet means, eh? That the precious blood of Jesus, eh? That later would flow down the cross of Calvary, which is a symbol of salvation, eh? symbol of our Saviour is in control. He's going to bring life, he's going to bring new life to us. And so at the prostitute's house, the scarlet ribbon came out of the window, and they knew that anyone who's in that house, don't trouble them, don't touch them at all. God, they believe, they're on our side. And so what a wonderful thing it happened. And so what happened?
Yeah.
That's the conclusion. Well, what happened, Pastor Keith? Well, they did the seven laps, and they blew the trumpet, and they all shouted, "Get up, stand up and show up." And God did show up, eh? And the walls come tumbling down. What a great thing they would have, you know, to see that. We wonder how that did it. Maybe the vibration of the singing, just like some singers can crack a glass, eh? The way they hit a high note. Or maybe the glass, the singing and the priest and the joy and the excitement and all that tension would have come in and just cracked the walls open, eh? And they came a tumbling down. And they just went up through the walls, and it was, they didn't have to really fight, they just had to, you know, kill everything, really. And sometimes we might think, oh, that's pretty cruel of, you know, Jesus, but no, that was devoted to destruction. Even the animals, the mules and the donkeys, they were used for false worship. And even the children, the men, they were practicing infanticide, throwing children into the fire, worshipping Moloch, the false god. And so God had said, look, I've had enough. You know, I've waited patience 430 years. My people have been in slavery for 450 years. Now they've waited another 40 years in the wilderness because they lack faith. But now is the time through Jericho is going to be destroyed. And I want to show that I'm a holy God. I want to show that I don't fool around with ungodliness, with evil ways, that people won't change. Oh, our God is a mighty God, a holy God. And sure enough, they got the victory. They got the victory. And after they did that, they said, okay, where's the prostitute's house? Here it is. See the scarlet ribbon? And they went in, they took her out, and took her back just outside, out of Gilgal. So you stay here for a while, and out of the way, we'll teach you about the things of God more, and you can come and join our community. And what a tremendous thing, eh? I like what it says at the end. The Lord is with Joshua, and his fame spread through all the land, eh? The people way up south, no, way up north would have heard about it. And so that's a wonderful story, you know, of conquering Jericho. And our job really as fellow believers is, we know we're in an evil world. We know that we carry on the precious blood of Jesus, his symbol, the red scarlet blood, and that we have got to be holy people. You know, one of the things that God pushed into why he was throwing out the Canaanites was that he wanted that land to be holy for his holy people, and the people had to be holy. Beloved, we've got to be holy too, right? In what we do and think, what we read, what we see. And I've got a grandson with me staying at the moment, and I've been telling him, you've got to watch what you read and see, my grandson. And we're watching out what videos he sees. We're giving him Christian videos, and we're keeping an eye on him because he's been misled a little bit. And so sometimes a lot of people out there are being misled, grandchildren and nephews and nieces. We've got to say, no, this is our standard, my nephew, my niece. And so we've got to do that. And so the same Lord who was with Joshua is with us, say, Emmanuel, God with us. That starts off Matthew's Gospel. Emmanuel, God with us, hey. He's with us through the precious blood of Jesus. There's the cross, hey. It's empty now because Christ rose up from the dead, hey, with power. And then he left his Holy Spirit with us to give us that power and that holiness to keep going. And the promised land is ours to conquer with God's help, hey. We've got to help, ask the Lord to help every day. And don't presume too much, hey. Don't presume too much. And we've got to tell us holiness to the world seems a strange battle plan. Some people don't think to be holy is that's a bit strange, brother. You know, why you go to church? Why you go to, you know, have your devotions? Well, I want to be holy. I want to do well and kind of be established in the land and let God's voice walk across this land. So we've got to tell ourselves, our friends and families, 7 days a week, get up, stand up and show up. Sometimes when I'm tired, you know, and I don't want to get up, I say, get up, lazy bones, get up. Then I've got a new word to say, get up, stand up and show up. You've got things to do. Don't give up. Today is a daily battle that you've got to conquer Jericho, and that'll open up the promised land for you. You go up north and you go, you know, and God's good name will be established. So that's my word for today, beloved. Get up, stand up and show up. You know, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Have great courage, God told Joshua. We've got to have great courage too, eh? And one of my dear ladies comes to church, she said, Dad, he said, she's my stepdad, stepmum, a stepdaughter. She said, Dad, how come you always say courage all the time in your sermons? I said, well, you've got to have courage. Get up and go. Start the day and have courage. We got a few battles, but keep going with it. So that's my, you know, that's I'll leave it at that. That God bless you and keep you. The Most High God, hey, the leader of the army of the Lord is with us. So let's go and win the battles, eh? And may the Lord bless you and keep you and make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. So we'll just have our leader to close in the lovely hymn here.
Let's stand. Let's stand up. Stand up for Jesus. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you are our wonderful Father and God in heaven. Give us the courage this day to declare your name, to stand up for Jesus and declare his victory in us. Amen.